Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, in our first segment, we were talking a bit about the stress test. This is the new one coming in that has a lot of people confused in terms of their mortgages. It's been in place for anyone that puts down less than 20% on their home since March of this year. So it's already been an ongoing thing. New regulations coming in, though, that even if you put down 20% or more, you need to go through that same stress test, which in essence means, okay, here's the rate you can get, but if interest rates were to rise, say by 2 points, could you still comfortably make that payment and qualify at that level? So that's the new process that's coming in. And this is going to, and you mentioned when we were talking earlier, this is going to have some impact on people who are considering refinancing.
Right. And when you refinance your house, Dave, what you do is you take your existing mortgage and you add to it. So you borrow more money. You make the mortgage larger, the loan larger. You now have to fall under the new stress test rate as of January this year. So what that means is there's a huge buffer, the stress test, so that there's a buffer in place in case that the rates go up that you still are able to qualify for your mortgage payments. Some people are calling me and saying, "Oh, Carrie, I heard about this. Am I going to have to put more cash down when it's time?" No, you don't have to put more cash down. But when you refinance your house, let's say your house is worth $300,000. You need to leave 20% equity in the house so you can borrow a mortgage on an existing property that you already own of $240,000.
Okay.
So that's where the new stress test rule is coming into effect in January. So if you're wondering, is this going to impact me? Do I need to do this now? Can I do this later? Just call me. I'll tell you, you know, no impact. Yes, we need to do it now. You know, whatever the case may be. People keep on saying, why refinancing? Like, I don't understand why I should roll this money into my house. We've worked really hard to pay off the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. You know, a long-term commitment, you know, little by little, that balance is coming down. You're working hard over the years. Here's why it makes sense. If you're paying more than 3% on your outside debt and you have quite a bit of it accumulated, refinancing may be the option to save you the most amount of money.
So outside debt, what would you consider outside debt?
Credit cards, lines of credit, sometimes vehicle loans. It really depends on the situation. The biggest thing that we refinance for is credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you have a $25,000 credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably paying $5,000 a year on interest. Yeah. So if you're paying $400 a month on that credit card thinking, you know, you're going to make progress over time, I got news for you. You're just maintaining the interest. So people say, well, why would I access the equity in my house when I can, you know, pay off this over time? Yeah, but your $400 is blowing out the window down the street every month on your credit card payment.
And you're getting no further ahead on actually bringing the credit card payment, the credit card total down.
And what I'm seeing, Dave, is I'm seeing the credit card bills that people are bringing in and they're buying the creditor insurance. So they have a $25,000 credit card. They're making $450 a month payment and then they're charging them $125 a month for insurance. They're actually going back every month. They're owing more money than they came in with, but they're making a substantial payment. Why? And they say, why is this happening? It's happening because the interest rate's too large,
mm-hmm.
and you need to look at rolling that into your mortgage. Let me give you a few examples. This might strike a chord with some of you. And if it does, let's chat about a mortgage refinance. I just did one. We had a $150,000 mortgage, which, you know, in this day and time isn't a large mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
These people had been paying off their mortgage for many years. We had about $40,000 in credit cards. We had an old loan, and they wanted to do some renos for $20,000. So what I did was I rolled everything together. We had a $300,000 house. We took a $240,000 mortgage out. Currently, with their expenditures, they were paying $1,610 a month. Bearing in mind, a lot of that was just spinning wheels because they weren't going anywhere on the credit card debt.
It was just interest, yeah.
Their new payment was $1,089 a month.
So from $1,600 down to $1,089.
Great savings.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely great savings. I had another one scenario, and this might be you, this might be somebody that you know of. Worked so hard, paid off the entire mortgage, property free and clear. That comes with some pride. Anybody that I've heard talk about their mortgage, their property that's free and clear of a mortgage, there's some pride to it. Mm-hmm. But this is what they had. They had $150,000 in various other debts that was costing them $2,363 a month.
Wow.
They owed $150,000 in all of these debts, most of it on credit cards and lines of credit. I put it all into a mortgage. These folks had a fixed income. There wasn't a lot of room for give. Made a payment of $732 for them a month. Saved them $1,630 a month.
Wow. I mean, that's $1,600 plus of disposable income.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah. Maybe you're this person. They had a mortgage of $160,000. They needed to do a renovation. Their kitchen desperately screamed for a renovation. Hmm. So we took their mortgage at $160,000. It was $765 a month. I gave them $50,000 in their bank account to renovate their kitchen. So we took a new mortgage of $210,000. Their old payment was $765,000. We added on $50,000, so their new payment actually increased, but for a $50,000 kitchen, only increased $162 a month.
Wow.
And so they could afford $927 a month. Mm-hmm. It was worth it to them, and we rolled that together. So it doesn't really matter where you are in the scenario. The key points are, A, your credit is fair to decent. Mm-hmm. B, you have equity in your house. Give me a call. I can explain to you if you have enough equity. And three, this is the most important one. Option number three, you're ready to pull the trigger and you're ready to save some money.
And I think that's the key for a lot of people too, is it's, you know, and you say, you know, someone says, well, you know, I've paid off my mortgage, I'm free and clear. But then you have all this other debt out there that you haven't addressed and haven't dealt with, and you're trying to deal with it and pay it off in the most inefficient way possible, virtually. I mean, if you've got credit card debt out there, I'm trying to think what's worse than credit card debt and the rates they choose, and the only thing that comes to mind is a loan shark.
It's pretty much the same thing, Dave. The rates are pretty much the same.
So this is a way of dealing with it and coping with it. And, okay, if you're one of those people who you're going to bed at night and you're going, okay, well, I got to make this payment. I got to kind of do this, and we got to
paid on the 15th. We're going to make this payment and that payment, and they got Christmas coming and kids this and the blah, blah, blah.
They should be giving you a call.
We need to sit down. I owe it to you. And you know, there is no cost. I'm a mortgage broker. I have no flag in my corner of any bank. We'll sit down. I'll make a plan. We'll say, hey, this might be an option for you. There's no cost. There's no obligation. The only thing I'm going to give you is tons of money, maybe some stress-free nights, you know, some easy sleeps, and you know, stack some money up back in your corner rather than paying far too much in interest.
Well, you know, you must have some amazing stories too of people who have been, oh, gee, well, you know, we're not sure if we want to do a refi. And then once they've done it and they see the end result, you must run into them somewhere a month, 2 months later and go, why didn't I do this a year ago?
I see their face, Dave, and I see the stress and the years, you know, of stress off of,
melt away,
you know, the monkey off their back. And I get my best clients through word of mouth referral, through your referrals, and people love the Kerry Cardinal experience. Well, how could you not?
For you to experience the Kerry Cardinal experience and the Kerry Cardinal mortgage, it's quite simple, actually. Go to the website. That should be your first starting place. KerryCardinal.com. That's KerryCardinal.com. All the contact information is there, tons of background information as well. And if you have any questions about this new stress test for mortgages, just give Kerry a call, because everyone's situation is slightly different, slightly unique. But Kerry, with your 11 years of experience here running millions of dollars worth of mortgages over that time, you can tell people exactly where they fall in that scale, if it's going to impact them at all, or if it isn't. But that's your first stop, KerryCardinal.com. Great chatting with you as always.
Thanks, Dave.
Catch you next time around on The Mortgage Show.